can experience this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed anywhere. But you can only experience truly stunning living in the groundbreaking 22-story Charlie Parker Tower. It's in the Parramatta CBD and it's just 300 metres from the train and 500 metres from Westfield. Google Charlie Parker now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. Just Grant and I.
Hello, land of pod.
Ed's headed off to do some sort of TV thing. He's very important.
He wouldn't tell us.
No, he was really cagey, but he's very cagey about everything.
Yeah, that's true. It's probably nothing. He's probably just on Studio 10, just taking his shirt off and doing 20 push-ups live on air.
Isn't that you? There is a celebrity show coming up about celebrity strippers. Probably going to be you.
Oh, there is. So that's Channel 7, though.
Ah, it doesn't matter.
Good day. Baby day today.
Yeah, lots of royal baby chat. Also, Ed had his little crush, little Florence, coming
in. Gee whiz.
Go to air, hopefully, in the podcast.
Well, it's just gone to this air right now.
It's all right. She swore on air and, look, we had to dump it, but hopefully you guys will get to hear it in all its majesty. And he loved her.
Oh, I've never seen him light up like he has. Oh, he lights up when he talks about Arnie and his wife, but this was,
it was gushing, mate.
I felt like I needed to leave the room.
Me too.
He pulled her chair closer to his.
I know.
Is that even legal in 2018?
No, I feel like no. But that's okay. You'll hear that. And also, Hughesy came in and gave away a lot of money. That's all we have time for. Like I said, don't forget.
And you're on tonight.
Yeah, Channel 10, 8:40 tonight. You'll see me. If anything makes it, I did wear a dress and you'll notice my hands are awkwardly covering my vagina for the entire hour.
And there's some undie swapping.
Yeah, you'll see that. It's hectic.
Wow.
Enjoy, guys. Bye.
Good night, Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed.
Aha. Congratulations, guys. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's like we all gave birth, not just her.
Collectively.
Like, I'm exhausted.
You look great, by the way, for someone who's just had a baby.
Thank you. We, of course, speak. The royal baby has arrived. A little boy.
A little boy. More details in just a moment.
Going nuts
are they?
For this little one. Yeah, they are.
I don't know.
Everyone.
The world. I don't know if, like, America cares.
Probably not so
find
much.
Out.
You know, the sad thing is...
It's leading page six online.
Page six.
It's getting up there.
Okay, good. No name yet. We're taking bets. What do you think?
I'll have to think about it, but because it's always in that short list.
Yeah.
Albert, Arthur, Jack, and Fred are the favourite names.
I love
names.
Fred.
Let's
baby
not
Fred.
Do Fred. Baby Fred.
That's so cute.
But who is Fred to them? Remember, there's always going to be a reason.
Frederick. There'll be someone.
Yeah, they don't want to, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, who's the royal Fred?
I read Bertie.
Oh, they don't like... Oh, that
Albert. Bertie.
Yeah, they don't mind Bertie.
Yeah.
After that old king.
Yeah.
Yeah, Albert. Yeah, you're right, Albert.
Or Arthur. Everyone out there is betting on Arthur, all our producers.
Arthur's a great name.
Arthur.
I love the name Arthur.
God, you do love the oldie, ye oldie name.
I do. I love a ye oldie name.
I know. Well, look, obviously we're talking a lot about this, and so you just strap in and on.
And Bachelor in Paradise, Florence, Dutch Florence is coming in. Poor thing's been eliminated four times from The Bachelor now.
So can you just give me a little backstory on her? Because I haven't.
Feisty, Dutch. She was with Matty J. And she found him boring, so she left.
Does she speak like Goldmember?
She does. She does. And she's come, and she's just been in paradise, and she's been booted again.
Oh, so it's a very unlucky love.
She tried hard to hang in there, though. She desperately latched onto somebody for like a last minute patch to try and stay in there as they ripped her away from some dude's hot body and put her on a boat and got her home.
Yeah, it was desperation stakes. Okay. So Florence is here. Studies have found if your relationship lasts 20 years, then you've hit your peak. We'll put that to the test.
Is that exciting or depressing? I can't decide.
Good question. That's,
well, you've got two to go, so you've got something to look
forward to. You're the closest out of all of us.
I know, gosh.
And, of course, the royal baby, how quick did you bounce back? And Hughesy's on because you're on his show tonight.
And I'm disturbed because they've demanded my presence on their show this afternoon.
Oh.
To talk about the episode.
Oh.
I'm a little nervous.
Summoned.
I've been summoned to the drive show today, guys, and I'm nervous.
That is often an... Yes, that's happened to me many times. There is something going on there.
Not good.
It's time to go through the stories overnight. You're waking up to what's been going on in the world. And, guys, well, the big story is, of course, there's a royal baby. It's a boy.
Big, big buffer.
How big was he?
He was 3.8 kilograms. So that eight pounds seven.
Mm.
That's a good sized fish. Yeah, tell you right now.
That's healthy.
And this child, so we know it's a boy, and they've come out of the hospital after she's given birth. It's got to be less than 12 hours. Or
no,
just...
I think it was literally two.
2 hours. I can't believe. So she's had her makeup done, obviously. Her hair's ready to go. She's waving. She's in heels
after giving birth just a couple of hours. That's incredible.
She gave birth at 11:01 a.m. and was outside by... Is Gobsy there?
Is Hi, guys, yeah.
Do we know? So she gave birth at 11:01. What time was she waving to people?
It was literally a couple of hours later. So it was like 8 what? O'clock our time officially that she like gave birth. So, yeah, it was literally a couple of hours later.
Is this part of them not wanting people sort of loitering around the hospital? And
Probably.
There's no reason for them to do that walk.
There's precedence.
I don't know. There is a lot of protocol that they've got to tick all the right boxes that they've got to do. But I don't know if it says that you've got to be up and about that early. Surely not.
How about this? I'm starting to look around to see who's, you know, in-depth coverage from all of the English newspapers.
Give me some headlines.
So it's more that the stories they go with them. So the Mirror and all the tabloids in the UK, they've got to get something different quickly. Otherwise, I'll read something else. So the Sun has got a body language expert
to analyse
the royal couple as they came out of the hospital.
And what have they found? Well, divorces on the curb.
Yeah. Self-protective.
Well, she has just pushed something out of her vag.
Yes.
That's true.
I'd be protecting myself too.
Loving.
Yep. Well, good.
Yep.
Well, so it's what gave that away, the hand on the back. Or the holding the newborn.
And intimate.
Not yet. Thank you, please.
Do you think you need to be an expert to have worked out those? No.
Can I be an expert? Okay. She's just given birth.
Well done.
He's wearing a blue shirt.
Wow, well done.
Good observation.
And there's not much hair left on top.
Jeez. Wow, great job.
By my estimate, they're a married couple.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We're going to start talking about the names too. Outside the hospital, as well as well-wishers and photographers, there are bookmakers. Like you see at a racetrack, there are people physically.
They're standing there like taking... You know, with their little pouches on.
Yeah, and chalkboards.
And little hats with little cards in them. I've got Fergal at 100-1.
No, Fergal Sharky.
Fergal sounds like something Richie Gere popped up his bottom.
Yeah, man. What's Fergal Sharky? What song did they do?
Is that a band?
Yeah, Fergal Sharky.
Yeah, Fergal Sharky. Anyway, we'll come back to it.
This one.
Oh my God, Ben, are you able to get it up?
Thank you, Fergal.
Fergal's not a good name.
No,
Fergal's snivelly, he's thin, he's got pale skin, he licks the cat when no one's looking. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
really,
no Fergal.
He's lacking vitamin D,
Prince,
Fergal.
Prince Fergal. Ah, Fergal, put your penis away, please.
Yeah, please.
You know, that's Fergal at Christmas in the corner rocking.
You're right, we don't want Fergal.
No, Fergal. Let's not call him Fergal.
Bit Richard III, Fergal.
Something traditional, though, like Albert, surely. Right in the target zone.
12-1 is Albert.
No, I'm going Arthur.
Well, Arthur's at 5-1 at the moment.
Yeah, Arthur.
Oh. Jack sounds fun.
Yeah, my sister just called her child Jack.
I love that name.
I like Jack too.
Yeah, I feel like if you're in a room you call Jack, 10 people are going to turn around.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Not with Fergal. I'm reconsidering Fergal.
Fergal's back up.
He's back on the radar.
It is time. I'm sitting here at the desk. Grant's at the desk. And Em has jumped around to
suckers. I got the buttons.
The panel side because...
Sports. I will provide sound effects to your in-depth sporting analysis.
That's right.
Gee, it adds something too. I really enjoy this.
Thanks,
Let's go.
Are we ready to go? That'll do. We start with rugby league.
Had your kids, had your wife.
Yeah, that's probably fair. Turmoil at Manly.
Are you kidding me?
No, six more players are facing big fines after the Gladstone adult venue trip. This comes after a fight. A fight at training has led one player.
Oh, hey.
Exiled from the club and questions remain about his future. Daily Cherry Evans is looming as the possible saviour of the Sea Eagles if he can pull this disjointed group together. The World Cup looms.
Sorry, I didn't mean that one.
Yay! As Bert van Marwijk scours the globe looking for possible Socceroos.
Can I get an amen?
You certainly can. Back to the rugby league and Sam Burgess is in trouble for a high shot. It remains to be seen how long Sam Burgess will actually be out
as debate.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
As true as debate rages is whether or not the opposing player fell into the tackle. Yeah, man. Back to the round ball. And Sydney FC prepare for their next A-League final. The Sky Blues move in as strong favourites.
Oh, God.
Strong favourites as Graham Arnold's side has swept all before them thus far. Oh, that's unfair. And Mitchell Pearce.
Yay! Well,
Peck Watch continues as the Origin halfback looks to try and perhaps just maybe be right for game three of the huge series.
Huge pecs.
And as Anzac Day tomorrow sees, of course, both codes, well, both of the major, well, two of the major codes, with huge matches being played.
Yay!
And that is Today FM Sports.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM.
Grant Daniel, let's go inside your household.
Yeah, let's please. Computer games have changed from what I remember. Were you guys gamers as kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nintendo. Like,
oh, nice. So
absolutely.
You're into that kind of... I was more of like a PlayStation sort of thing. So I was like a bit of Call of Duty.
Yep.
You know, I could shoot stuff. Lots of Gran Turismo. My racing, you know, career started online.
Yep.
So
nice.
In fact, when I was living with a bloke, we were about 20, yeah, and we had no furniture in our house, and we had like a 60-foot television, which we would sit just on milk crates,
yes,
and we were playing Gran Turismo at 2 a.m. so loud,
wow,
that the cops came to the door, and we opened the door, yeah, and the officers are going, "Whoa, check out that television!" And then they've gone, "Do you mind if we sit and watch?" And the two officers in uniform just sat there and watched us play Gran Turismo, and then we all sort of swapped around. We raced each other. They were highway patrol.
That's one of the great stories.
That is a great story.
Man.
Well, I love your surprise stories better than anything in your stupid notebook, isn't it?
Hang on, but the games have changed a lot. Like, I went to go and tell both my girls off for the amount of game time that they were playing on their iPads.
Okay.
And I thought, God, they're committing too much screen time here. This is not good. This is not good for their little
souls. How many hours are they
souls.
Doing a day?
Oh, sales are due probably 2.
Yeah.
I reckon, but that's like
tell
that's outside of school hours.
Well, yeah, well, yeah. Actually, tell the truth now. How many hours is she doing?
Maybe 4.
Yeah,
she'll do
4 easy.
She's on it the whole time, basically.
And then I thought, well, I better have a look and see what kind of games they're playing. And Scouty was sitting there, and she was quiet. She's never quiet. So I thought, what is she up to? What is either she purchasing on my iPad, or what bad game is she playing that's captivating her so much?
Yeah.
She was. Have a listen to this. She was cleaning a house on her iPad.
Oh no. What a mess. Let's clean it up. Use all the tools on the side. The TV set is still dirty.
Yep.
Nice work.
What?
Just vacuuming the rug. Oh, cleaning the windows.
I feel like I'm really torn. Part of me is like, amazing. The other part's like, let's not reinforce gender stereotypes in little girls. And I don't know which way to go.
She found this game herself, like completely just, she clicked on a download. It was just playing along. She was vacuuming rugs. She was cleaning the windows. I'm going, what are you doing? Why? How?
We've got actual rugs.
Yeah.
you can stop playing in a virtual world and clean your actual room. Like,
and this
be practical
is the girl
as a human.
He'll take a dump at a McDonald's playground as well. That's what I want to remind
where's
everyone
that game?
About.
Yeah, where's that game?
Where's that game?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So then I thought, I better have a look and see what Sailor's doing.
Oh, jeez.
And have a look at Sailor's game.
Yeah. This man's hand got stuck in the machine. We need to reattach his finger, which was cut off clean. We need to act fast. Let's remove the bandage first. Place the finger carefully.
Oh my God.
She's
reattaching limbs.
She's reattaching body parts. That was her just reconnecting just a couple of tendons on someone who'd lost a digit in some sort of industrial accident.
So I used to play that game Operation, where stressful. If you touch
tweezers.
With the tweezers, if you touch the side, the guy's nose would go, eh. And this is like a really updated version
of operation
where you can your actual operation.
They're doing laser surgery. It's incredible.
It's so great. It's gone from, it's flipped everything on its head. So their punishment used to be I used to take the iPad away. So now I go to your room and clean up your fictitious house. Yeah. go and wash daddy's fake cars. And reattach some limbs while you're there.
Times have changed. Bachelor in Paradise, grand final week begins.
How is it already here?
I know, it feels like only yesterday. Sunday, 7:30 on Network 10, and it's been a wild ride, Bachelor in Paradise. And sadly, the most interesting person has left. She
has been your femme favourite.
I loved, yeah, she's
throughout
my favourite.
All the seasons that she's appeared on.
Yeah, that's true. She was in Matty J's season, and as you told me off air at Have You Been Paying Attention, he was, quote, too boring for you. Florence, lovely to see you.
Florence, thank you for having me.
That was off air, Ed.
She doesn't care.
But Florence is true. Matty J was too boring, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a little bit goody two shoes.
Yeah, goody two shoes.
He's a goody two shoes.
A little bit.
And where is he now anyway? What's he doing?
Living
correspondent
room.
Where?
He's on the living room.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Good on you, Maddie. So what happened, Joel? It's the second time around on the merry-go-round. Third? Yeah.
Third. Because you left twice on this one, didn't you, Florence?
Yeah. Left twice.
Without a single rose.
Didn't score a rose.
What a loser.
But you got a cheeky pash. Didn't
no.
You? Okay.
Yeah, yes. With Jake. Yeah.
That
yeah.
seemed forced.
On your
Is that
behalf.
A bit forced?
Yeah, they were like, we're going to just make them swim into water so she can't escape. I couldn't stand in the water, so I had to hold on to Jake.
So, I mean, what do you think, babes? Is it just they're putting the wrong blokes on, or are you expecting to? What do you want?
You're too fun for them.
I'm way too fun
for
them.
Do you want to settle down, Florence? You don't strike me as somebody who's ready to settle down.
I'm not desperate to find love.
That might be a prerequisite for being on these shows.
But it's so fun.
You love it, don't you?
Yeah, it's so fun.
What do you love about it? What do you love about these shows?
It's exciting and, like, you're really high on emotions all day. You're either really happy or really pissed off. And it's kind of thrilling. Like, it's just something about it. And I don't think I will be doing this forever.
I fly.
So why not just make the most of it, right?
I don't blame you. And I'd imagine it's kind of like an Olympic village in there. There's so many hot bodies that it's just like people are shacking up like crazy.
Yeah, Grant makes the point. It's like an Olympic village, these places.
Everyone just shacking
up? Are people
up?
Hooking up?
It's like the Hunger Games.
It is, I love that. Yes. It's like the Hunger Games. Yes.
For get flesh.
Up. It's like, now fight.
Have you played Tekken when you were younger?
I have played Tekken.
Yeah, it's like that.
What is Tekken?
Tekken was like Street Fighter, but sort of 3D.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was the best.
Now, we were talking about your tattoo that you've got on your sternum.
Oh, yeah.
A la Rihanna.
Yeah.
A la Liz Cambage.
Yeah.
And you don't remember getting that tattoo.
Well, I do remember. I'm so happy that my parents don't live in Australia, but I was really drunk in Thailand with my ex-boyfriend.
There's three sentences.
Yes.
That's a fun start.
I know. And it was done with bamboo. We both have one.
What?
But he's got one on his arm. It's not the same one.
It's not under
Thank
his boobs.
God. His that girlfriend doesn't know it matches mine either. So.
Oh. She does now.
She does
now. How radio works.
Big shout out to her. Yeah. And when you go in Thailand, you've had a few drinks.
Yeah.
They don't have that thing where if you've had a couple of drinks, you're not allowed to get a tattoo. They don't have that rule in Thailand.
There's no rules in Thailand.
No.
And so bamboo on your sternum, matching with your ex. How long after did you break up?
6 months.
Oh, that's all right.
That's decent, isn't
that's
it?
That's good.
It's a great effort.
Yeah. As soon as it was healed,
So, Florence, would you not consider being the Bachelorette?
Too much fun.
Well, considering love to see you on that would be hysterical.
Yeah, me too. But
no, get out. You're boring and ugly. I won't have you.
Get the out.
Whoopsie! Seems like someone has a potty mouth and unleashed a plethora of profanity. Or we hit the wrong button. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Are we back?
Back on?
Yep.
Hey, are we back on air?
Our good friend Florence
just dropped the F-bomb.
Has dropped a little bit of Dutch for the morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Now we're
guys.
Out of delay now, so you.
Yeah, you got to be good again. You can't do it again.
Yeah.
Hey, so Florence, we have to finish by talking about Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
Apollo seems to be the one. He's the giant sort of muscular magician from the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. He had a meltdown.
And he's left. He's taking his bat and ball and Simone, and they're going to try and things on the outside out of the pressure cooker.
When he had that meltdown, what did you make of that?
Oh, I was so happy he did that. I'm not the only crazy person on there anymore.
You're not crazy.
You're not crazy, love Florence.
You'll come and drop an F-bomb on a commercial radio station. I did yesterday. You can do it today. It's fine. Bachelor in Paradise Grand Final Week begins Sunday. Or it started at Network 10. Florence, you're welcome back anytime into our studio.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Well played.
It's a lot of fun.
Well played.
Well played.
Tea was on fire. Your pants. Stop. I mean, mate.
Yeah,
we've just had, this was incredible. We just had, if you're joining us now, Florence from Bachelor in Paradise. Dropped an F-bomb, epic. Unfortunately, we were made to dump it because boo. But then someone in the room just lit up. Like, she walked in and sat down. He got all giggly.
She glowed.
And if you can see the video, if we get a picture.
Where is it?
There's a picture. We're going to get it. She's sitting so close to Eddie. He's dragged her seat across. The mic's right next to him.
I did not drag her seat.
And like a 1980s radio host.
I watched a man who I can barely get to look at me during an ad break. Who will not give me the... who won't even acknowledge my... I feel like he doesn't even see me anymore.
Are you hearing this, Ed? This is for you.
And this blonde Bimby, this blonde piece of beautiful Dutch fluff with her boob tattoo and her glamorous eyelashes sits
Ed.
And sounds like, and I just kept thinking to myself, it's just sexy gold member. And then you're like, oh, tell me more. Oh, you clapped.
He was clapping.
Your eyes are twinkling.
I did clap.
Those eyes have been dead for 3 weeks.
That is not true.
And they're twinkling now. So is that what I have to do? Just pop it. Oh, Tiff. I hope you're listening.
She will
be. We're being replaced.
I don't love this.
Tiff, I'll tell you right now, he came alive. Okay, you know? Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do, Joe. We'll have to get together because the magic's going.
So his radio wife has turned against him and now his real wife.
Oh, don't
she will be listening. I will. My phone is about to go off.
But you have a type. Holy moly. You have a type.
I reckon it's accent more than anything, though.
No, he likes a sassy blonde. He loves a strong sassy blonde.
I do like a strong sassy
blonde.
Don't
you?
I do.
Yeah, with a strong brow.
Yes.
Someone who could possibly bench press you?
Florence.
Florence had strong Dutch arms.
Florence, she did. I like Florence.
Yeah, can tell me.
Because
in my pants.
Because she brings energy. She brings a Dutch energy.
Oh, yeah, because I'm such a flatliner.
A Dutch energy.
Yeah, I'm really boring.
This is not you versus Florence.
Fine.
Ah, she's leaving.
I'm full of energy. She's angry.
She's actually left. Yeah. Look, this is a beat up.
Oh, shit.
This is a radio beat up. Em's left the studio. While Em's not here, let's talk about Florence. How hot was she? I mean, and it's not just the accent.
You know what?
Mate.
She was vivacious.
Mate,
she was funny.
Stop being creepy. Like,
well, she's found a microphone somewhere.
A job, and I expect a little bit of respect and eye contact.
How are you out of the room and still got a microphone? Do you have your own one out there?
I have my own microphone implanted in my wrist.
Oh, Jesus. Like a Secret Service agent.
I can appear at any time, idiots.
All right. Mm.
Maybe Em just needs to do a few time calls in a Dutch accent just to get, you know.
Can you do a Dutch accent?
Sure,
just play to his...
That's Swedish, technically.
How does it go?
I'm the chef of the Muppet Show.
That's Swedish.
My Faja, is that the right one?
Yeah.
It's time to go and be the bomb.
Oh, that's it. Hey!
If you'd like to be the bomb, please give us a call and we will light the fuse.
Yeah.
653.
What's the number?
13 10 60.
Scottish.
Wow, that's Indian. Indian Scottish.
13 10 60 if you want to play.
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
Oh, yes. I love that it's back. At bang on 7 o'clock, it's time to play Beat the Bomb. Yesterday at 6, I was worried that no one knew how it worked anymore.
Everyone knows.
100% of callers knew the rules.
Actually, people were insulted, to be honest.
They were a little bit.
It is exciting. Can we welcome Michelle in Windsor? Hello.
Oh, my God. Hi. How are you?
Hi, guys. Now, did you hear what happened yesterday in Beat the Bomb?
No.
Well,
I'm not awake at 6 o'clock, sorry.
Well, oh, no, it was at 7. It was at this time, Michelle. Have you got a strategy going in?
No.
Okay.
Hopefully I just say stop before the bomb goes off.
Yeah,
right.
Good plan. Yeah,
good
great
plan.
Now,
okay.
How much money are you aiming for and what do you want the money for?
Yeah.
Hopefully 1,000. I know it's been greedy, but
maybe not.
I need a new pair of shoes for work.
Okay.
And yeah, the rest I'll probably pay the rate.
All right, Michelle.
Okay, here we go. Right. So this there's a share of $100,000 up for grabs. The cash bomb has been loaded. All you need to do is yell out stop before it goes off. Do that and you'll take home the last cash amount revealed. But if the bomb beats you to it, then you walk away empty-handed. That all makes sense. Are you ready to light the fuse?
Oh, God, yes. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Let's so light nervous,
that.
Sorry.
Oh, you'll be right. Let's light that fuse.
Okay.
$100. $540. $810.
Stop.
$800.
Anybody go any further?
$840, I believe, was the amount. Congratulations. That's $840. Michelle,
that's great.
Oh, my God. You've made my day.
Wow, you've done so well. So there you go. That's money for the joggers, money for the rates. Now, Michelle, we reached the second part of the game.
Yeah.
Would you like to see how far you could have gone?
Yes, please. I don't care. I got $800.
You might care when you hear.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see what you could have won.
$920. $1,000. $2,000.
Oh, my God.
$2,300. $2,800. $3,500.
Oh, my God.
$3,600.
Megan, help.
$4,000. $4,100.
Oh, no, strap in, John. $500.
Oh.
$5,000.
Oh, no way.
$6,700.
Oh, shit.
$7,000.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, $7,000. And so the lesson is, Michelle, you should listen because you would have learnt yesterday that sometimes the music speeds up to trick you.
I'm happy with 800.
Good. Yeah, I love your attitude, Michelle. Yes. Love your attitude, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
Another chance to play Beat the Bomb. I know, $7,000.
God, I love this game. Why did we ever? Why have we spent every day not doing this game?
I was talking to our boss yesterday, we both said at the same time.
Thank God.
How good is Beat the Bomb?
How good? We just need to bring back Battle of the Sexes, The Fugitive, and really.
We'll
be
getting somewhere.
Oh, my God. Let's do everything.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Royal baby. A baby has been born to the lovely couple of William and Kate.
The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
And time now to cross live to London and our UK reporter / royal correspondent, the expert in the field, Peter Anderson. Good morning.
Guys, good morning to you.
Peter Anderson, I dispute you being on this show because I am the usual royal correspondent. What are your credentials, sir?
Well, I have the corgis sitting beside me and they are bowing dutifully. They know that you are the real authority and they are very proud and they want their tummies tickled.
Oh, Peter, you've won me over with one sentence, darling. Now, look, it's 10 o'clock at night, Joel, obviously there. What are people doing? Are there people out drinking champagne on the streets? What's happening?
Well, you're lucky to speak to me. Give it another 10 minutes, I would have been completely drunk. Yes, we have had the champagne corks popping all day. It's about, about 10 hours since the latest royal arrived. The union flags have been waving. The bunting is out. The champagne corks have been popping. And it's party time here in the UK. It may be the fifth in line to the throne. It may be the third child of the Duchess. It may be the sixth great-grandchild. But forget the statistics. We still get excited at a new royal baby.
So clearly the country's gone crazy. What about names? Where are we at? What's the front runner at the moment?
What are you feeling?
Well, it's time to get excited, guys. The favourite, according to the bookmakers, is Arthur, which has really come shortened odds over the past few hours. That is number one, followed closely by James and Albert. That's the top three. But I've got some exciting news for you. Oh. Seventh favourite at the moment is Edward. So we could have another Prince Ed if they go with the bookies. I've looked all the way down the list. Unfortunately, had it been a daughter, M, I'm sure would have been the choice. But I've looked and looked and looked, and Grant doesn't even get a look in.
There's only one of those, my friend.
We're talking to Peter Anderson.
Imagine that, King Grant.
King Grant, our UK reporter and/slash royal correspondent. Peter, I've been surprised at how quickly Kate emerged from the hospital. Mm. Is that part of royal protocol? Do they always leave that quickly?
I think she was crowbarred out the door to meet the royal photographers. I think we were surprised. She went into hospital just before 6 o'clock UK time this morning. She gave birth, we understand, about 5 hours after that. And then within a matter of a few hours more, she was out on the front gates smiling with baby in hand. I have to say she looked incredibly fresh, really relaxed. This is her third, and maybe a cynical man could say it's obviously easy by the time you're on to the third, but many people really impressed, really very surprised at just how comfortable she looked. I'm sure, though, she's probably got her feet up now. She's taking it easy and letting the royal nanny and the corgis do all the work back in Kensington Palace.
Also lovely, paid homage to Princess Di again, wearing a similar outfit when leaving the hospital. She did that with Charlotte, I know, also. So that's a nice thing. And I like it they don't mention it. Nice thing.
Hmm.
What I would say, Em, is there's sort of a lot of people are saying that the outfit was an homage to Diana, as you say. The red and white motif was seen when Diana posed, 30-something years ago on the steps of the same hospital. Also, people are remarking that here in the UK, it's our National Saints Day. It's St. George's Day, and I think it's very polite of Kate to give birth on such a day. And some people suggesting that the red and white symbolise England and all that is English. But I think it might just be a coincidence that it's happened to me today. And I think it's a nicer line for it to be an homage to Diana.
I do too.
It's very nice.
I do too.
Peter Anderson, our UK reporter, expert royal correspondent, we will catch up with you very soon. One last quick question. How much are people enjoying the disaster that is Meghan Markle's family over there?
Yes. Are you looking forward to that wedding, Dole?
We cannot wait. And it's nice that we've got the baby out of the way so we can now move on to the real royal story and just see the family saga unfold. It's going to be an entertaining few weeks, guys.
I just can't wait. I want you to be covering the sidelines. I want you to cover the Markle sidelines. That's what I want. I can't wait.
I've got the corgis ready for you.
Yay. Thank you, Peter. Speak to you soon. Cheers, mate.
Take care, guys.
Em, you were right. You predicted that this would win.
This is well in my wheelhouse, isn't it?
Some time ago. And you were
finally
right. You were right.
I have been keenly following the Dunny of the Year Awards. And I was ecstatic to learn that local toilet Maryland's RSL was nominated. Mm. And we did send Lucky Jack along to check out the Maryland's RSL toilets. And I'm happy to announce, guys, they won.
They won. Yes. They did it.
You called it.
Well done.
I
Australia's
totally
most flash flush.
Bloody tip that. That's good. How long did you work on that? Flash
I just made it up.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Jeez.
Thanks, man.
Survey says.
Lucky Jack, you have seen the facilities in the flesh. What can you report?
Oh, my God. They are like a cloud. You're just sitting on a cloud.
It's better than your house.
It is.
It's better than your house, isn't it?
Each cubicle is bigger than my apartment.
Wow.
It's like you walk in, they've got mirrors, they've got like palm trees in the background of a mirror.
Palm
so you're
trees.
Looking in a mirror and you can see palm trees, but they're not behind you. It's weird.
Wow. You're transported.
And
I love this.
There's like gold-plated taps.
How's it smell in there? How's it smell in there, Jane?
An aroma.
After I went in there, not so bad. It smelled pretty good to start with.
Now, you were there, and we're going to bring him on now. As like a proud dad, we'd like to welcome Chris, who's the operations manager at the Maryland's RSL. Congratulations,
well done,
Chris.
Chris,
good on you, mate.
Thank you. Thank you, guys, and good morning to your listeners.
Chris, when you decided to build this award-winning shitter, what went through you? I mean, did you know that it was bound for such greatness?
Oh, look... Look, it's like winning Australia's version of the Super Bowl. And just to talk about Jack, you know, he did stink out He did stink out the toilets, but the only problem is he insisted on using the ladies, so...
That's Jack for you.
That's our Jack. That's our guy.
That's Jack for you.
Chris, yeah, why did...
No, look... Yep, sorry.
Go. No, tell me more. Why did you win?
No, I mean... Look, the club's undertaking a $25 million redevelopment at the moment, and our main objective the whole time has been to exceed the customers' expectations. And, look, we know that it's mum or the wife or girlfriend who's making the decision often where to go out with the family, so we made a conscious effort to impress our female clientele.
100%. That's good, isn't
it? It's a five-star service you provide, you know, getting the food into the people and also getting it out of them, which we thank you for. You've got to have a dream when you build something like this. Did you road test sort of many other loos to find out what it is this country really needs?
Look, I wouldn't say we've all road tested plenty of loos in our time, and there's some pretty poor ones out there. And but look, our vision was to have luxury functionality and space. And obviously, presentation when you first look, it's often first impressions that count. And very often when you go to a club, it's the toilets that set those first impressions.
We're talking to Chris, the operations manager of Maryland's RSL, because they have been named, the toilets at Maryland's RSL have been named the best toilets in Australia.
I just want to go there now just so I can see them in the flesh. I don't even care about like the steak and the parma.
Well, you should.
I mean, I will. But that is supplementary to the dunnies now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Chris, what are the big things that are happening at Maryland's RSL this week? What are some of the things that we can experience as we go to the bathroom after our wonderful night of entertainment and food?
Look, we've always got plenty of entertainment promotions happening at the club, but look, the biggest day in the club's, event calendar this week will be Anzac Day on Wednesday.
Yes.
So we've got the dawn service kicking off from 5:30. We've got two up in the auditorium. We've got a complimentary breakfast kicking off from 6:30. So, look, guys, we'd love to see you down there. And look, just drop my name and I'll reserve you the best seats in the house.
In the toilet?
Yeah. Cubicle 4 for me, thanks, mate.
That's great. Well, Chris, operations manager, congratulations. Maryland's RSL, it is the best toilet in Australia.
Chris, we were promised some poo puns from you. What do you got for me? How excited are you about receiving the honour? What do you got? Come on.
Oh, God, look, the team's absolutely flush with excitement, and I think it's safe to say that we'd much prefer to be number one than number two.
Well done. Hey, Lackey Jack's about to put up an Instagram story of where his journey there, so you can see it. And then I did a little bit of extra, me and Jack. I wanted a comparison. The best toilet in Australia is Maryland's RSL.
Yeah.
And historically, the worst toilet in Australia is at Town Hall Station.
Oh,
so, Jack, I sent you there as well to do a side-by-side so you'd be able to see that, the best and what the worst looks like.
I just want to say,
surprisingly, Town Hall was also better than my apartment.
I just want to say, Maryland's RSL, the toilets will be getting a run because tomorrow everyone will be doing their morning number ones, number two.
Yes,
so it'll really be getting its test because they're open from 5.
Ain't that the truth?
So good luck.
Good luck to all concerned. Well played.
New research has found that married couples who manage to stay together for more than 20 years report greater levels of happiness.
Okay.
So the Sunday Times said that after 2 decades that people feel happier, they spend more time together, they do shared activities. And
what do you think? You're the closest? You're the closest, 18?
You're at 18.
I'm at 18. Look, Scott and I have had 2 separations.
How long were those separations?
1 year and 6 months.
So proper separations.
Yeah. One of those separations, we thought it would be a great idea to live together in different parts of the house and raise our children together.
That's full of challenges.
Special time in my life. the other time he moved down to live with his mum in her one-bedroom apartment, that was a special time in his life.
Jeez.
But I think I will agree with this. And 131060, do you think your relationship gets better the longer you're together?
Yeah.
But we went through about 9-10 years, that's when we split up the first time, because it is much easier to walk away from a marriage than slog it out in therapy. And because, it's all about who wins therapy, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to go in and you've got to win the counsellor over so that you win therapy every time. That's really tiring, guys.
And then there's the argument of, she's on your side because you booked that counsellor. You went in before me.
We did that.
That means you formed a bond
Correct. Before
I got in the room, which means she was against me from the start.
Yes, Jenya. And Scott did that. He did the Gary Graham work on one guy named Ben. Ben, and I walked in. I'm like, oh, Ben's already on Scott's side. So I had to hire a rival counsellor.
Your own counsellor.
And I went and spent four sessions with her in secret.
Yeah.
It's very healthy.
But do you think that with those counsellors, do counsellors ever put their pen down and say, you guys need to break up? Do they have an end point, these counsellors?
We had one. We've been through a few, to be honest. Okay. We've broken quite a few counsellors. And we did have one who, when I first had my first daughter, she didn't sleep at all. And we took her to the nuns.
Oh, you poor thing.
We took her to the nuns, and the nuns just gave her back to us after 24 hours and said, we'll just pray for you.
This child is broken.
Yeah. My marriage was in such a state that one woman did sit down and she just said, look, I think we need to think about our exit strategy.
Oh, wow.
There's a phrase.
Yeah. But I truly believe if you can push through the time where you, because when you first get together, everything's amazing and you get all the endorphins, the adrenaline there, your oxygen, and you love each other. And you just, even the way they smell and the way they chew delights you. And then you get to the point where you're just like, I hate everything about you. Everything I liked about you now. I hate the way you breathe when you sleep and it whistles through the hair in your nose. I want to hurt you. And now we're in a phase where we've come out of that. Our kids are older. They're 16 and 11. They're very independent.
Do you think the pressure relieves a little bit on a relationship as the kids get older?
You stop point scoring. You stop going, oh, well, I got up last night, so it's your turn. Yeah. You cooked in it. It's your turn. You stop with the snitchy point scoring when your kids are a bit older, and it just does ease. Or, of course, you realize you have nothing in common and it's probably time to part ways. But Scott and I have found we have enough in common that we're actually getting better. So I do agree if you can stick out the sticky face.
Because we've all seen that when you go to a restaurant. Like, we play this game, my wife and I, where we look at couples and go, how long have they been together? Or is this a first date or is this 10 years in? Because you see the couple sitting there not saying a single word other than, how's your quail? And that'll be it in about half an hour.
Or they're both on their phone now. We can always spot it. Do you know when the couple's sitting at dinner?
Phones down at dinner.
Is that your rule?
Phones down at dinner.
Good boy.
Phones down at dinner.
Okay. Stop looking up Florence on your phone while your wife's in the room.
Well especially if... that is unfortunate.
Can you stop? I should say you and I went to dinner, Grant Denyer, and the only thing we said to each other was... I said, are you going to eat that? You said no, and I ate half your dinner. And I did think to myself, we could be together 20 years.
Look, I want to grill you both after this, but 131060, we'll go to a situation.
We'll have Dua Lipa, amazing. And then we'll come back. 131060, do you think your relationship gets better the longer you are in it?
Or did yours just slide right into oblivion? Happy to hear from those people,
I'd love to hear from them.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
However, my wife and I is a segue that we'll need because...
Yeah, because studies have found that couples who can get to the 20-year mark will be end up ultimately happier. So you are at 10?
Yes.
How are you going?
Better than... Wonderfully. Wonderful. What happens is...
Better than most? Better than average? Say,
he's looking at me with a look of panic on his face like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to me? Why are you making me talk? You know she's listening right now.
So we've got a lovely little boy, Arnold, 7 months old.
But you're getting banned from living your best life sometimes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of banning going on in your relationship.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk in shops anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to talk to people in restaurants anymore.
No.
I'm not allowed to, address people in airports.
No.
In all fairness, this should not reflect on Tiff because I don't think she's being heavily handed here. Sometimes you are unusual in those situations and need to be wrangled.
That he yells yes at someone when they have a steak on their plate that he's not allowed to eat.
No, but going num 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 as someone walks past you with their own food is a little too far.
Let's not talk about me here. Let's move on.
But how is that? Like, so your marriage is...
It's wonderful.
At 10 years, it's wonderful.
Tiff and I have a saying.
What's your secret?
I wish we got married on our second date. And because we look back and we go, why did we wait so long? Yeah. We knew it was right. We should have got married on our second date and had a baby on our third date. And then we would have been further into our lives together now.
Oh, I did. That's sweet. That is so sweet. He's getting teary, guys. I want to vomit. I did have a baby on our second date.
I love that you did that. So, and it's worked out.
Yeah, look at us now. But we did ask on 131060, do you think that relationships do, in fact, get better? Tanya and Rudy Hill, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you think? How long have you been married?
12 years, and I reckon once you hit the 10, it's just all smooth sailing after that.
Did you have a sticky time at 10, though, a bit sticky?
Yeah, once you get everybody that I know at the 10-year mark has a little bit of a kerfuffle in their marriage, and then once if you can get over that, then it's all smooth sailing. My grandparents just did their 67th anniversary. Wow. My parents are on their 38th.
Wow. Gee, that's good.
I think those examples are important, Tanya. I do, because my wife's parents have been together since they were in grade 9, and now they're in their 60s. And their example, I believe, I see that in her. Yeah. I see that stick-to-itiveness and that type of commitment.
Just endure the man no matter how many people they shout, yum, 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 to as they walk past a meal with carbohydrates in it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Weirdly, he did it to Florence as well today. But that was...
Can you stop talking about marriage? Stop bringing up his crush on Florence.
Can you stop bringing up my second wife,
please? Oh, my God. Sam and Cronulla, though, has another opinion, which I respect also. Hello, Sammy.
Yeah, so it might have worked out for Tanya at 10, but we were smooth sailing at 10, but we got to 15 and we just knew, nah, this is not for us, it's done. It just hit that mark and we were over. We just split up. Nothing good can come from that after 15.
Really?
Kids involved?
No, no kids. So it was kind of, it was in that respect because we could just do a quick split, just it was all clean. He went one way, I went the other, and we were just done.
Have you spoken to him since you split?
Just the things that we have to, like mortgages and kind of stuff like that. But just apart from that, we're happy. We're happy really apart now, so it's better for us.
That's incredible.
And you came to that decision together, Sam. You both looked at each other and went, right, that's it?
Yeah, yeah, we both could tell. So it was an easy decision. It wasn't too messy. It was just gone, yeah, let's just be honest with ourselves. Bang, we're done.
I'm so lucky. Do you reckon that's the average, though? Or does it feel like one person always has their heart broken and is left behind? Like, to have two people decide at the same time is a very fortunate position to be in.
Sammy, did you both look at each other and just go, nut? Like, it was a mutual one moment?
Yeah, I think it kind of was, like, building up a little bit and we're kind of like writing it together at the same time. So it's not as if one person wanted it more for longer. We both had this realization that, oh, you've been thinking the same thing as I've been thinking. So we're exactly on the same wavelength. And it's probably the reason we got together to start with, because we were so alike and we've come to the realization together, oh, yeah, this is not going to work.
Do you regret the 15 years that you spent?
Oh, no, it was fun. We had some really great times. It was good. Sammy. But now, yeah, we're doing better stuff.
Okay, so we're all off to evaluate our marriages and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, we'll get back to you tomorrow.
That's a fun note to end on. Thank you, everyone.
When Mimi falls apart New Year's Eve, when Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Well, of course, we're all in a tiz and a lather and a froth over the new royal baby. No. A son to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge was delivered. Mother and baby doing well. Mother went into labour at about 11 in the morning. Had the baby at 11. Appeared outside at about 2 with the child.
Massive.
Gee, that's incredible.
Looking fresh as you like.
Massive.
Bets are that he will be called Prince Arthur. I'm calling it.
It's cute.
Yeah, I reckon that's what's going to happen. Everyone's all very excited and well. That's it.
Yeah. Move on.
Another baby was born, sadly, at the same time. I mean, happily, but sadly, The Rock.
The Rock.
No one cares.
Oh, no idea. No idea.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a father again to his third daughter. I love that he's got this army of women around him. He said, I was raised and surrounded by strong, loving women all my life. He said, but after participating in baby T's delivery, he was there for the delivery first time.
Good on you, mate.
Exciting. And you were giving interesting statistics about, I said, oh, he's got all daughters.
Yeah, often the anecdotal evidence was that fit people had, and particularly fit men, had
daughters.
More daughters.
Yeah.
Well, why is that?
Yeah. But he's got another theory.
Okay. I read another study recently, or report of a study recently, that said they've refined that more to men who had a lot of contact injuries as part of their sport have more daughters. Where men that were just fit, cyclists and things, not as much.
Okay.
So as a former wrestler and as a former football player, that's why you see so many football players that have a lot of daughters. It's the contact injuries.
Oh, wow. I love that stat.
And just to kind of discuss that one step further, I've raced cars my entire life. Mm-hmm. We wear very tight crutch straps in our seats.
Yes.
And often if you have an impact, that a lot of damage is done to that area.
Contact
and I've got
injury.
Two girls.
Yep, contact injury.
I don't know if it means contact injury to the scrotum. I think it means in general, doesn't it? Or do you mean they
bit
get kicked? Okay. God, I'm learning today, guys. Who'd have thought a gossip segment would give you that? Now, this is the most exciting thing I've read. You can have your royal baby. Christina Aguilera is set to star as a sex robot. Yes, please, take all my money.
How? In Westworld?
No, Amazon has announced the new big flick they're filming called Zoe. And it stars Christina Aguilera as a sex robot. Her name's Jules, and she works in a seedy underground brothel. It's a futuristic sci-fi drama, and it's about her. Ewan McGregor's in it as well.
Wow.
And basically, you know, how we are all under threat for sex robots. You know that
definitely.
I'm tipping they're going to take over the world.
Yep.
Especially, there's an $11,000 robo-hunk named Henry that I've been told about who has a bionic penis and an AI personality just told to tell you you're pretty and do you want a cup of tea the whole time?
Henry.
Wow. So I'm here for
this. I can't beat that.
I bow down to our new robot overlords.
Good luck to you.
Now, this is exciting news. Bachelorette. Big tip to be the Aussie hurdling sensation, Michelle Jenick, the one who jiggles at the start of her races.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. According to the very reliable news source, New Idea.
Oh, they've got it.
Michelle Jenick could be the next Bachelorette.
Well, the Bachelor is the former rugby player.
Yeah.
And so the Bachelorette is the... Well, she's a current Commonwealth Games. So she's a current athlete.
Yes, finalist.
Wow.
I think she made the final. Okay. So look out for that. And finally, Shania Twain has apologised for saying she would have voted for Trump. So that was a little bit... She's, of course, Canadian. And someone asked her in an interview two days ago, who would you have voted for? And she said, Trump. And now has backpedaled on that and said, look, I meant to say something else.
I meant to say anything but Trump, I meant.
Yeah, so,
you misheard me.
Yeah, but I imagine that most of Shania Twain's fans would have voted for Trump.
Exactly.
But
that's right in her song genre zone, I would imagine.
Yeah, Taylor Swift didn't say much about that either. Like, I think they've got a lot of country fans that are Trump voters.
But it's a thing in America at the moment where it's like if you're in entertainment, then you have to hate Trump. It's so tedious. It's like you guys didn't help.
Yeah,
all of your prognosticating during the election helped him.
It's true.
So keep it up, Katy Perry. Great job.
Coming up after what's the time now?
Yeah.
Coming up soon, we're going to be talking more royal baby, but most importantly, the psychic banana.
Psychic banana.
Yes.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
At 8:09, yes, we are official game show host. Who have you got for us today?
Jenny from Cranbrook is on the line. Are you ready to play today? FM's Alpha Bucks, Jenny.
I sure am. Hi, guys.
Great to have you on the line.
Right.
If we can win some cash, what would it be good for?
Oh, I'm about to go to Europe, so spending money would be amazing.
Everyone hates you right now, so. Good luck, Jen.
Jen.
All right, 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. Oof. All your answers must start with the letter O, okay? O for okay.
Okay.
For each question you get right, or correct, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. Mm. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. You ready?
Okay, no worries.
Okay, Jenny, your letter is O. Here we go. Name a type of tree.
Pass.
A medical profession.
Orthodontist.
A telecommunications company.
Optus.
Fashion brand.
Pass.
A biscuit.
Oreo.
Something you mine.
Pass.
TV series.
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, give it to her.
Yeah, good call.
Give her that one.
I think you mind. I mean,
you
oil,
mine.
But that is hard.
Oil?
Yeah, oil, opals. Opals in Cooper Pedy.
Yeah, opals.
Lots of holes in the ground over there.
$400.
Yay, thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming, Jenny. Have a great day.
I'll get your neck.
You too. Love you guys.
The moment is all about the royal baby.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Little Prince has been born to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. But the thing we want to get to before we get to that is there's a talk show that's kind of like our equivalent of Today Extra.
Yeah.
It's This Morning with Philip and Holly. Mm. And Ed, you've been on live telly, so have you, Grant. Obviously, when you're waiting for a cross, when you're waiting for something to happen, you have to fill. And you've got a producer like making their hands look like they're making pasta. Yep. Just keep going, keep going.
Terrible.
And what you're about to hear now is an amazing piece of filling. They were clearly waiting for the birth announcement. She was in labor, and they decided, Holly decided that she would check the sex of the impending birth with her psychic banana.
Because we asked the psychic banana, and we didn't call it. Oh, no, you don't call the banana. You ask the banana by cutting off the end, and it tells you. Can you see a little Y there?
So you said, is it a boy?
Is it
a
boy?
And the psychic banana said yes, because it's a Y. And if it's a no, it's just the dot.
So we are expecting a little baby prince.
I mean, can't argue with that.
They were right. And the last time there was a royal baby and they were filling, the psychic banana was correct that time as well.
That is right.
Oh, my Lord.
I've tried to research the psychic banana. I don't know if it's the same banana because I feel like it would have disintegrated by now.
Yeah, between two babies, that's a long time for a banana to last.
I do enjoy it, though.
It's always a new banana, but with the same sort of, like the Dalai Lama. After one leaves, then the next one is born immediately after.
Yeah, the Dalai banana.
They elect a new pope where they have the smoke, a puff
the white
of smoke,
smoke
come out.
Yes.
And the new psychic banana is reined in.
That's right.
I love
this. Well, it's
epic filling. I don't care who you are. That is like, guys, keep padding. It's like whoever came out with, oh my God, I know how to buy us a minute. Here's a banana, say it's psychic.
Say it's psychic.
And then they've just gone, good idea. The thing we can't stop talking about, we're all obsessed with, is that Kate basically had, between going into labor and having the baby and getting out, it was 10 hours.
That is so quick.
So she's had the baby at 11 a.m. in London time and then was out front waving
and not
3 hours later.
And not just out front, Grant, but she's got her hair done, her makeup done. She's in a beautiful dress. She looks fantastic. She's wearing high-heeled shoes, which, Grant, you pointed out. Waving, smiling, getting into a car. It's so amazing how quickly she left the hospital.
Your body has been through so much. And obviously she's wearing a beautiful red dress, with red and white, which is exactly what Diana wore in 1989 when she was in the same hospital with Prince Harry when he was born. But is that normal? So I don't know anyone who's ever walked straight out of a birthing room.
There's no normal, obviously. I mean, we don't want to put that kind of pressure on women. But it was 7 hours from go to woe. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So she's walked in pregnant, walked out 7 hours later with child in hand, looking great. And you
remarkable.
Know what? It's great if you can have a birth that is so non-eventful, not traumatic. Your body does what it's supposed to do as a woman. You recover and you leave. I'd love to know on 131060, how quick did you bounce back from the birth? Were you picking the kids up from school in the afternoon? Were you out doing the food shopping? Because I'm sure this has happened. Not all births are traumatic. Did you? Sarah Harris, of course, from Studio 10, she gave birth in like an hour and a half.
Wow.
Over an hour.
I figured there'd be, because this is her third baby, and is it the people
they slide right out.
Well, but because I was imagining that there's people who have multiple children, there's other children to then need to be looked after, there's life, that life continues. So how quickly were you back doing stuff?
See, I wanted to stay as long as that. They had to kick me out.
I don't want
to go home.
Well, I've got an article about another woman who happened to give birth in the same place that Kate did. So I'll give you those details in a moment as well. Let's just say that it cost £10,000 to give birth where Kate gave birth.
Are you joking?
I'll give you some. It is one of the most unbelievably luxurious places. I don't know why she wanted to leave. Like, you have to have a palace to go to want to leave this place.
Yeah. 1360, how quick did you bounce back after the birth? Or do you know someone who did? Like, were you as quick as Kate, just out there waving in a frock with your hair done 3 hours later? I just think about how much leaking was going on.
On Family Feud, we get a lot of large families that come on, like people who have like 10 kids.
Yeah,
and they say by about sort of 6 or 7, you stop just bothering going to the hospital.
Yeah, you sneeze and there's a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of doorway births at home. There's a lot of driveways. Sure. There's a lot of didn't even get the car into drive.
Amazing.
131060, how quickly were you back doing stuff?
and the royal baby is here. It is a boy. And Kate was up and out of bed and in a car, full makeup, ready to go just hours after giving birth.
3 hours. Mm.
3 hours.
I just think back to 3 hours after. I was just crying and every hole was leaking.
Oh. I helped my wife have a shower.
I remember that for you.
Fairly soon after the birth of our son, Arnold.
Yeah.
And I just remember being... Yeah. So incredibly impressed with what she'd just been through, and even being able to stand and have a shower was a staggering achievement.
But I get wanting to be home, and ladies, you'll feel me. I get wanting to be home for the first pineapple poo that you do.
Fair enough.
The first bowel movement after giving birth. Fun, eh? Oh my God. I understand wanting the comfort of your own dunny.
Beautiful.
I get it. Yeah. I see it.
So, Stacey from Hawkesbury, how quickly were you back up and at him?
Well, 4 hours after giving birth, I was home.
What?
Wow.
So how long was the birth?
7 minutes from start to finish.
What?
What number child was it?
It was my second. He was 2 weeks premature, but he was 9 pounds 4.
Whoa.
7 minutes at 9 pounds. Wow.
Stay. So he was coming. So obviously you just dilated real quick.
Yeah, with both of them I did, but yeah, he was a lot quicker than my first.
Oh my
Seven
God,
minutes.
Did you tear up to your neck?
Okay.
No, not quite.
Not too bad? I just think 9 pounds, seven minutes, you do the maths, your perineum is not getting through that.
No, not a lot of stretching time.
And so 4 hours later, you're at home 4 hours later, out the door.
Yeah.
Talk me through those first few hours when you got home, Stace. Yeah.
Well, I just had to get home and sort my 2-year-old out. She was with mummy.
Sort your 2-year-old out.
That is so good.
You are a modern miracle, Stacey. That is
guys, I've got to go home. My 2-year-old's been a pain in the ass. I'm sorry. Give me the baby. Cut the cord. I'm out.
So you are an incredible person. Tickets to see I Feel Pretty, the new Amy Schumer movie for you, Stacey. You deserve a laugh.
Thank you.
Now, Phil. Phil from Helensburg. Now, Phil.
How quick did you recover after giving birth, Phil? What happened?
So I'm one of seven. So I was last, me and my twin sister. There was about 10 minutes I came out. Then 2 minutes later, my sister came out. Then we were baptised about 3 to 4 hours after we were given birth.
Oh,
wow.
Wait, your mum organised a christening in 3 hours?
Yes, because the local priest wanted to get it done before he went away for holidays.
Yeah, good call. It's very efficient, that priest.
Just done at the airport. Phil, that's fantastic. Movie tickets for you. Well played, sir. Tell you what, it's beaming sunshine at 8:30 tonight on Channel 10.
It's going to be the most watched TV show in the history of the world.
It probably will be 8:40, all right? So,
don't do that, bro. Just say 8:30.
Don't say 8:30.
No, but then people get annoyed when it's not on.
Dude, they get annoyed, so I must have got the wrong night and then just flick over.
Yeah.
So 8:40.
8:40. 8:40 it is.
Usually we have a problem. Look at this lineup. Cop this. Jason Byrne, wonderful. Ursula Carlson, wonderful. Merrick Watts, wonderful. And Emma Roussiano making her Husey We Have a Problem debut.
Yes.
Debut.
And we got to be honest, Husey. Like, when she came in after having filmed it, she was a little worried that she went, guys, I think I pushed the envelope a little too far. I think I was a little too crazy. It got wild in there.
It was so much fun.
It did get loose, but I that's what I wanted from her, and that's what we got from her. So we'd, this is... And Em, your team here had pumped you up as well. So, you know what I mean? So people are on your side, Em, and so they should have been because it was bloody great.
Can we hear a little bit? We've got a little bit here of a sneak peek. This is talking about trolls.
How do you respond?
I get so many death and rape threats a week. It is ridiculous.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like, I feel like there's middle ground between, reality. just maybe change the channel. Like, maybe listen to someone else.
Yeah.
You know, like, you look like Pink's ugly fat sister. I mean, this is true. But do we need to write it down for everyone to read?
It was honest, it was funny, it was compelling is what it was.
Thank you.
But Em, you told me something about that particular piece of trolling that was new to you, I believe.
Yeah, the producers handed me that card and I'd never read that.
Oh, you'd never read
that?
No.
Your producers... your producers live trolled her with something they found on the internet.
You know,
what's that?
I seriously am. I thought you must have brought that to the table.
Your producers gave
you hadn't
that
brought
me.
That to the table.
That's okay. That wasn't the weirdest thing. The weirdest thing was his producer ringing me and asking me when my period was due.
Yeah, that was
that
weird.
Was
yeah,
the, right. That was the weirdest question.
Is it you doing a voice, Susie? I'm a producer. I'm a producer from TV.
No, but I just want to say it was the funnest. It was funny. So fun. It was 3 hours of you've got such a great show there. And also I want to thank you for no one puts me on the telly because I am too much, too loud, too big, too opinionated, all those things. So thank you for having me on.
No, we'll have you back. You were great.
Thank
seriously.
You.
So yeah, absolutely.
So fun.
Another grab? This is where you...
Oh, Hughesy had a rough night talking about his kids.
Young David. David, what? You got weird in this one. Let's have some more, shall we?
What do you do?
I just live my life like a normal person, not touching myself in public.
Well, I often wee in the backyard, and my daughters will just come and watch me wee in the backyard. It's weird. What, and they'll yell out, Dad, I can see your penis. From next door, I wonder what they think.
I genuinely do. They shouldn't yell that out.
Well, why do you do it in the front yard as well?
A man should be allowed to wee in his backyard, you know.
Yeah, kids, there's no boundaries for kids, is it, Hizzy?
No, not at all.
I got a 2-year-old at the moment, and she's fascinated with the body and how it all works. So when I go, she wants to hold it at the moment.
Oh, do you let her?
I'm going to fight her off and I'm going to protect myself. And it ends up more on the wall than in the bowl.
Yeah, I've never let mine either.
She's at the right height for it. I mean, she's right there.
No, well, yeah,
you do
absolutely.
Know how this thing works, yeah, right? The big blue thing you're talking into.
Are we on? Are we
yes.
on? Is this live?
No, the
this...
good thing about 2-year-olds is, though, they're the type that when they go to the toilet, the conversation doesn't stop. They'll just keep talking to you, sit on to do their business. Do that. And then they'll just, there's no stopping.
Yeah. Just watch them turn a little beetroot colour as they push it out.
Absolutely. And watching, anyway, man. My mind will turn up, like, I'll be on the toilet, and they'll walk in and just eyeball me. Dad, it stinks in here. Yeah, obviously. what do you think it's going to be like in here?
No boundaries. Make sure you are watching.
It's going to be huge.
It's hectic.
8:40 tonight. Hughesy, we have a problem.
I ended up in underwear with Jason.
Yeah, that was weird.
He's trouble, that kid. He's trouble, Jason Byrne.
We shared undies.
Yeah,
he's trouble.
That was weird. You were behind him, weren't you?
No.
Oh, you were in front.
I had belt buckle in bottom.
Oh, he was behind you.
Yes.
I didn't realise that.
Well, that's something to look forward to. 13 10 60. Let's change tack slightly. If you want to win the money that's in Hughesy's wallet, 13 10 60. He's told us that it is a good day.
It is a good day, absolutely.
Oh, my God, I'm seeing some green.
No, because I have to pay the cleaner.
I have
to pay the cleaner.
Yeah,
I can see pineapples. And
when you go
green.
To pay the cleaner, you think you get a bit for yourself as well.
Yeah, so, man. While you're at your Google, put in Hughesy, we have a problem. The result will be that it's on tonight, 8:40, Network 10. M is on with Jason Byrne, Ursula Carlson, and Merrick Watts. I heard some what I call scoopla. You might call it eavesdropping while you two are out. Out of the airlock.
Yeah, we went out there to have a private moment.
Why? Why can't I hear it in Grant? Why can't Grant and I hear this private moment?
Well, because sometimes it's just between, you know, TV colleagues. You know?
I've never been called a TV colleague. Yeah. Thank you.
You and I have appeared on television together for what? That's part of 10 years and we're not a TV
not
colleague, are we not?
No, well, we are. We have our moments, you know that. And I love Have You Been Paying Attention, you know that. And I love Family Feud because
Come on Family Feud with your family.
Absolutely. My children... we tape that every night and play, and Grant's going to turn up in our lounge room once, and he's just going to pop in, and we're going to film it, and my children go, oh, my God, here he is.
That's
live.
If you buy the board game, I actually just pop out of the board game when it's time to play.
Well, I have the board game. So,
Jumanji.
oh, my God.
So what did you say? What did you say?
I said that M's episode tonight is a cracker. I haven't seen it.
To the point?
To the point that if we win a Logie, this episode might be one of the reasons that
you've
we win a Logie.
You put her episode up as your example of your show to win a Logie. Is that not true?
I haven't even seen the episode, but yes, apparently the people, the producers behind the scenes are so in love with tonight's episode.
That's big.
Yes,
they
true
told
story.
My, well, yeah, we got told that it was the best one they filmed.
Now, what does that say to the other people that have been on beforehand?
But it's not because of me. Ursula Carlson is top-notch.
No, that's a great cast. Jason Byrne, Merrick Watts. It's fantastic. What it says is every episode's been brilliant, but you love the episode you're with, and we love this one.
So true.
It's on tonight.
So true. Time to win some money. Natalie from Waterloo. Now, you've heard that he has, quote, paid the cleaner this morning, and he's full of cash because it's some for her, some for him. How much is in Hughesy's wallet?
Am I on now?
Yeah, yeah,
sure. Oh, hi, guys. All right. Hi. First of all, I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey. Thank you.
$290.
No, sorry, more than that.
More. Yeah, more. Confidently more.
Thank you. Thank you. Here's Sarah from Neutral Bay. Sarah, how much is in the wallet?
Hi, guys. I reckon $425.
More, sorry.
I can see he's got three $100 bills in front of me and he hasn't stopped. He hasn't even got to the 50s yet. Yeah. So here goes. Here comes Joanne from Cranbrook. Joanne, how much is in the wallet?
I think I'm going to go extra $100,
$525. Boom, bang.
Oh, and Joanne, as you take home the $525,
what
is the name of Husey's show that's on tonight?
Husey, we have a problem, and I have to say, I was at the taping for that show, and oh my God. Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry, Joanne.
Oh, my God. No, it was so good. I almost wet myself. I was crying.
Get your Depends out for tonight's episode.
This, I believe, is the funniest episode you've ever done, Hughie. Honestly, the funniest.
Boom.
It's the most physical as well, can I just say.
It's very physical.
The most physical.
It's very physical.
I won't give too much away, but very physical.
That is it. That is it. Hughie said boom five times. It's a five boom episode. It's on tonight. 8:40. And Hughie and Kate, Em, you're on Dave and Kate show tonight.
Yes,
I am.
4:30.
I've been summoned. I'm a little worried.
Royal decree.
You can experience this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Em, Grant and Ed anywhere. But you can only experience truly stunning living in the groundbreaking 22-storey Charlie Parker Tower. It's in the Parramatta CBD and it's just 300 metres from the train and 500 metres from Westfield. Google Charlie Parker now.